They say in the name of Rav Kook that the just as typically the halachic sugyas in a given mesechta relate to the topic of that mesechta, there's always a a percentage of gemaras that come in tangentially derech agav meinyan, but typically obviously the bulk of Yevamos is about the various dinim of Mises Habal. The bulk of Bava Kama is about various types of Nezek. The bulk of Psachim is about Hilchos Pesach of some sort or another. So just as that's the case with the Halachic Gemaras, so say in the name of Rav Kook, that's true for the Agada as well. There generally is going to be a connection between the themes of the Agadas and the overall themes of the Masechta. There's certainly the opening dapim of Maseches Brachos, the halachic topic is the Kriyat Shema, and many of those Agadas deal with fundamental issues of Emunah, which is, after all, the time of the Kra, is the thematics of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. You have Tzadik Ralo appears there, and so on and so forth. The Agadas here in the Ziyichud Sigya are very clearly connected. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in his closing Agada on Hilchos Yichud, because the Hilchos Yichud is the last parak of Yisuri Bia, so we get to have closing Agada. So he references the halachic stories on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, where there were Amorim who were Machmir, Yizaru Bei Pei Bitin, Pei Kalasi, and so on and so forth. Tosis points out Pei Aleph Amud Beis that those were Chumras, those were personal Midos Chasidus. As well as the stories that Agadus the Gemara tells the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph going on to Pei Aleph Amud Beis. And particularly the opening Maisa of Rabbi Amram. Rabbi Amram was an unusual tzaddik. That's why when they had these shavuyos, these young women who had been taken captive, Jewish women had been taken captive by pirates, and they brought them, they docked at a community, a city, a harbor with a large Jewish community, and the pirates sought ransom for these women. The community ransomed them until they were able to figure out how to get them back to their hometown. They said, they have to stay somewhere overnight. They put them in Rabbi Amram's home, as you saw the Gemara says. They were all the way upstairs, the ladder was moved away, there was no way to access it. Such a heavy ladder would take a number of people to move it. It seemed like it was a very safe setup, a yichud-free setup, and yet Rabbi Amram, the great tzaddik, sees one of the women through the skylight, not only the skylight, but the doorway, as it were, between the first floor and the second floor, and he's so overcome by passion that he grabs the ladder that would normally have taken many people to carry, carries it by himself, starts going up the ladder. Then the Gemara says, he realizes, halfway up the ladder, what am I doing? And it's such a remarkable story on a number of levels. On the one hand, it speaks to what the Rambam says, that everyone needs to be careful about Hilchos Yichud, everyone has to realize have a taiva, and the halacha provides us with proper siyagim for a reason. And at the same time, do you see that even Avraham Chasida was not free of temptation? He also, at the very same time, sees extraordinary strength. Because the Gemara tells us he was so overcome by passion that he could not force himself down the ladder, and yet he didn't want to allow himself to go up the ladder. And so he squeezes his legs against the side, and the only way he can figure out, he's like literally and figuratively sort of caught in between the right thing, the wrong thing, going down and going up. And so the only thing he can do is yell fire. He yells fire and everyone comes, and he gets rid of any vestige of a yichud problem. The whole town piles, the fire brigade comes in to put the fire out, and they don't see any fire. The fire was not a physical fire. The fire was the fire of his taiva. I believe Maral comments on that. And he says, it's better that I'm embarrassed now than that I should be chote, I should be embarrassed for all eternity in Olam Haba. So it's remarkable, on the one hand, the magnitude of his taiva, at the same time, the depth of his Yir HaShamayim, even though he could not get himself to go down, he's willing to, he figured out what needed to happen in order to prevent himself from falling into terrible chet. A powerful, powerful agadah. Some of the agadahs are harder to understand. And then a lot going on those agadatas. And then the Gemara, the second half of Pe'alaf and Beis. So first we have the Gemara we already dealt with about Achoso, Hatu Yichud Achoso, and Dira with Imo Bito that we spoke about in Sif Aleph. And then the very last Yichud Sugya on Pe'alaf and Beis, because the very bottom is there by Kiruv Basar, the end of the Yichud discussion on Pe'alaf and Beis, there is some more Yichud discussion on Pe'alaf and Beis. But the very end of the Yichud discussion on Pe'alaf and Beis, right before the two dots, so the Gemara quotes from Rava, a series of dinim that appear in Shulchan Aruch as Seif from Yud and Yudal, Seif Yud primarily. Amar Rava, Mishachad Adam Mishtei Yevamos, Mishtei Tzaros, Isha Chamosa, Isha Bas Chamosa, Isha Bas Baila, and Isha Vitinotis. So what do we have here? Six situations where there's Heter Yichud with a man and two women. The Mishnah told us the opening din in the opening Mishnah was that it's an Easter for a man to have Yichud with two women, but Rava gives a series of exceptions. There's six cases that really obviously fall into two categories. The first category is the first five. Various scenarios of women, pairs of women that are related to each other. And related to each other, the nickname for this is not so polite. The Chamesh Nash Mishasono Zuazu. Doesn't mean, obviously, there are five different women who all hate each other. It means five pairs, five relationships. Where, to be more precise, there's a concern, a heightened concern that there may be a negative relationship. What are the scenarios? So it's a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. It's a stepmother and a stepdaughter. It's co-wives. Tzaros, two wives of the same husband, and then two different, the two types of sisters-in-law. You have Isha Ubas Chamosa, a woman and her daughter, her mother-in-law's daughter, that's her husband's wife. So that's one type of sister-in-law. We have only one man intervening. One woman is Reuven's wife and Reuven's sister, and then Shtei Yevamos is the other type of sister-in-law, where they're related through a pair of brothers. As Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife are sisters-in-law that we call Shtei Yevamos. But if it's not Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven and Leah are sisters. So Leah and Reuven's wife is a more direct type of sister-in-law. That's the other type of the sister-in-law also appears here. Isha Ubas Chamosa. So this, as you saw, this is sourced originally, this idea of the five pairs that's sourced in Mishnah Yevamos. In Mishnah Yevamos, the three prakim near the end of Masachis Yevamos that deal with the dinim of Aguna. Mentioned before that the topic of Yevamos perhaps really should be the dinim of Misas Haba. They think of something of Yevamos as being specifically about Yibam, but it's more generally the dinim of Mises Habal. And the opening Mishnah in Masechet Kedushin talks about the three kinyanic Kedushin and two ways to end a Kedushin, either through Get or through Mises Habal. So Get, obviously, is the primary topic of Masechet Gittin. Yevamos, so the beginning of Yevamos, deals with specifically the dinim of Yibam B'chalitza, which sometimes come up in a situation Mises Habal. A husband passes away, leaves a brother and a wife, but no descendants, and then there's a din of Yibam v'chalitza. But more generally, whether the husband who passes away leaves behind a brother, whether or not he leaves behind children, but if a married man passes away, so that's a din of Mises Habal, it's matir, the wife to remarry, assuming that we know that it happened. So with the get, typically you have edim. How do you know, and you have the get itself, which is signed, typically. How do you know that there was Mises Habal? So that's the topic of the 10th Perek Yevamos and the last two Perek Yevamos, Perekim Tezvav and Tezayin as well. How do you determine that a husband has passed away? One issue is identification. Another issue is who's believed? Who has Ne'manus? So that's the opening topic Isha Rabba in the 10th Perek, is that even you would have thought you need to aid them, you would have thought there's a Davar Sheva Erva, but this situation is an exception, and Mises Habal actually suffices to have just one aid. That comes up in Ha'isha Rabba, comes at the very end of the Masechta. Not for now. Fascinating conversation about whether that's Why isn't it an exception? Is there some element of a drabbanan or not? A very, very fascinating discussion. Be that as it may, halacha lamasa, it is true that we accept eid echad for misas habal to allow the woman to remarry. Not only eid echad, it could be the all sorts of kulas. All sorts of kulas we allow both men and women to be made, and so on and so forth. However, to every rule there is an exception. And even though we have such a broad list of who's permitted to be made, misas habal, but one of the few people who cannot be made are these chamish nashim. So if a man or woman shows up and tells Leah, your husband Reuben passed away, typically she's mutarasli nasei. But if the person who showed up to tell Leah, your husband Reuben passed away, you're mutarasli nasei, if the aid happens to be Leah's mother-in-law, Leah's sister-in-law, Leah's co-wife, Leah's stepmother, stepdaughter, then all of a sudden we say we're not prepared to accept that aid. Is why? Because there's a significant concern that there's a negative relationship between the chamish nashim, between Leah and the woman who came to be made, Mi'ida, and we have a serious concern that maybe she's making up a story, because as the opening mishnah tells us in Yisha Rabba, if a woman marries based on Eid Echad, and then it turns out that the husband is alive, the supposedly dead first husband comes back, and the woman is already remarried, so then they're, obviously, emotionally, it's an incredibly complicated situation, and Al Pidin as well. She's in a very, very, very disadvantaged situation. She's not allowed to, can't stay with the second husband, can't go back to the first husband, even in terms of the financial penalties, the long list of financial penalties in the Mishnah, first Mishnah, Ha'isha Rabba, the 10th Perek Yevamos. So we're concerned, the Mishnah says in Kuf Yudayin, that the mother-in-law, the tzara, and so on and so forth, comes, tells Leah, you can remarry. Maybe there's really ulterior motive. Maybe she's making it up, and maybe she just wants to set Leah up for ruin. So these are rare people, rare exceptions to Nemanus of Meis Bailech. So that's the original context, and the Hiwi carried over to Yichud as well. Now the Gemara has a discussion: is the sin a concern of kinna? Is the sin a concern of nekama? Trying to figure out, the Gemara tries to work through the source of this sinna, and specifically there is a machlokas harishonim about shtei yevamos. They say the two types of sisters-in-law. There's a sister-in-law where one is the sister of the other one's husband, but there's one man in between, versus the sisters-in-law where there are two men in between, the wives of two brothers. So we refer to those as yevamos. So that leads Rashi and Tosfos there in Kufi Zion to say, why would there be sinna? What's the negativity between the two? Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. So Rashi and Tosfos say it's because they're potentially tzaros. If one of the husbands passes away and the other one does yibam, so now these sisters-in-law just became tzaros. So because they realize they're potentially tzaros, so the sin of tzaros is already lurking. While the Rambam says that it has nothing to do with the concern of yibam. The Rambam says even if yibam couldn't apply, let's say they're also sisters or some other reason, Mishnah Melech, Magen Mishnah get involved in this, let's say both husbands have lots of children, something of that sort. So the Magen Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, wonder how come the Rambam disagrees. Is it because he thinks that Yibam is irrelevant, that the nature of this relation, the nature of the fact that they're both players in the same family may create a certain degree of sibling rivalry? Or is it basically like Rashi and Tosfos, but Lo Plug. Normally, Shtei Yevamos says there are potential tzaros. The Rambam holds even whether or not we're still machmer not to accept their ne'emanos. It'll be relevant to Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim don't practice Yibam, as well as even Sfarim don't practice Yibam. Ashkenazim very machlokes abishalom v'chachamim for many, many centuries. Ashkenazim not practice Yibam. There may be a case of chalitza, but that wouldn't create tzaros. That's a question. That's a question. So, Lamasa, should we accept the Eidos of a Yevama? And now coming back from later in Eben Ezer to our Simon, so what's interesting, Otsar Post quotes the Beis Ephraim, this din of Chamash Nashim Shesona Zo, so it's relevant to both Eidos Meis Baila as well as to Yichud. But the critical difference is that there it's a Chumra and here it's a Kula. There we say the woman is not permitted to marry based on Eidos of the relatives because of a concern. Maybe the sin is driving Sheker. So there it's a Chumra. Here it's a Kula. We allow Yichud because there's a potential for sinna, and because of the potential for sinna, so the normal concern that shtehen nochus lehispatos that we discussed in Pei Bay, so that gets muted because we're concerned that they may be out to get each other, that they would not be comfortable sinning in front of the other. The question is the Magen Mishnah Mel Shaila. Maybe you could say lo plug l'chumra by Eidus Meis Baila. You wouldn't say lo plug l'kula. The Dvar Halacha has a discussion. The Pashtus is that the Chachmas Adam, you can bring it right from the Chachmas Adam. If you look in the Chachmas Adam, when he quotes his din, Hilchos Yichud, he leaves out Saros. He does not mention the Shulchan Aruch. Look in Shulchan Aruch, he mentions Saros. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud quotes the whole din. Mutter Hilchos Yachid, he gives you all the cases. Shtei Yevamah, Shtei Saros, Yisho Chamos, Yisho Bas Baila, Yisho Bas Chamos. Pnei Shesono Zu, Zu, Ve'en Mechapo, Zu, Zu. He gives you the whole list. The Chachmas Adam leaves out Saros. Why? Because the Chachmas Adam was Ashkenazi. And Chiram Derigosh, we never have Saros. We never have a man married to two women simultaneously. So the Chachmas Adam was clearly up. He wasn't just quoting the Gemara Kitzurasa. Chachmas Adam was clearly updating it for Halacha Lamasa Bezmanazeh for Ashkenazim. And yet, despite the fact he leaves out Saros, he does include Shtei Yevamos. The Chachmas Adam. So it seems pretty clear. They think the din of Shtei Yevamos does apply. It's not because of the Rambam. It's not because, and like the simple reading of the Rambam, totally unrelated to Rashi and Tosfos. It has nothing to do with Shtei Yevamos might become Shtei Tzaros. No, even for Ashkenazim, the relationship is sort of like a sibling rivalry by extension. And again, as I said before, I think it's very important to highlight that Shtei Nashim Shesono Zu, the Chamech Nashim Shesono Zu Zu, does not mean that we are convinced that there is sinner. The Gemara, the Tanam are not saying that every single mother-in-law and daughter-in-law have a negative relationship. We're not saying that every single pair of sisters-in-law or every stepmother and stepdaughter that they have a negative relationship. Adrava, Baruch Hashem, with Amelus, these can be incredibly positive, incredibly loving relationships. Actually, just at Einenu Haros, Baruch Hashem, that this is possible and doable with Amelus. I was just listening to Hespedim last week, and he described the Nefteres as someone for whom there was no difference between the children and children-in-law. Zero difference. At the very end, because of the corona limitations, they can only have one person in the room at a time. And in a number of critical moments, it was one of the children-in-law who was there. So, it's not the case that there needs to be Sona Zuzu. It is true that if one allows inertia to take its course, and one doesn't put in the Amelus, there is a heightened chance, a significantly greater, there could be sinna between any two people, there's certainly a greater, far greater incidence of sinna in these relationships, a greater possibility. I would strongly advocate, if you have the choice to be happy or not happy, so why wouldn't you want to be happy? So I strongly advocate playing the males to have marvelous family relationships whenever possible. Glad to discuss that more offline. And specifically here, once again, as we've seen so many times from the very beginning of Hilchos Yichud, we're always dealing with probabilities. And again, Yichud, one-on-one Yichud is a far greater possibility of Chet. Once you add, we said, if you add a second Adam Kasher, so that already lowers the chances so much, below the threshold, no issue, you could even jab bottom. If you add a second woman, it does lower the chance of Znus somewhat, but not doesn't lower it sufficiently that you're below the threshold of an Isra Yichud Rabbanim. So we're saying it, but once they're one of these Chamesh Nashim Shasono Zuazu, we don't know for sure that there's a negative relationship, but there's enough of a chance that there's a negative relationship that the man involved, it'll increase the inhibition of getting involved because he realizes, again, as we said, as Rashi had said at the beginning, the concern is that Mizan was one, Mizan was the other, and there'll be Bechap as Zuazu. But the chance that would work here is far reduced because there's a likelihood of sinna, and that's why these scenarios are mutter. And again, halacha l'maisa, we assume that even shtei yevamos is relevant even for Ashkenazis, not just because of the concern that might become tzaros, even when even among Ashkenazim don't practice yichud, or by svardim, in a situation where yichud doesn't apply, the chachmas adam appears to pass like the simple reading of the Rambam. The Shtei Yevamos is still mutter. So those are, again, Rava had given six cases, which are exceptions to the Isra of Ish Echad L'Shtei Nashim. The first five cases are fall under the rubric of the Chamesh Nashim Shasona Zuazu. Then the last one, Isha V'Tinoke Sheodas Tambia Ve'Emo Saras Atzilbiya. Here we sort of turn our attention to the second half of this chabura, what's going on with the isha the tinokesh yodas tambia the eno moseres asan lebia? That also is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, also in Sif Yud. You have a girl who's old enough and young enough, old enough to understand the facts of life, old enough she's yodas tambia that if that she serves as a shomeres, if something untoward was going on, she would call it out, and she would understand that something inappropriate is going on, and she could repeat it to others, and therefore she's a security leak. And at the same time, she serves as a shomeres, because unlike two adult women where there's a concern of, there's a possibility of shteha nochus lehispatos, here's a girl who's young enough that she's not yet a bas taiva, as Rashi puts it. She's not yet a bas taiva. Lo levasha yetzer. So she's old enough to understand, but young enough to not be particularly interested. So she's not nochel hispatos. So the presence of this, Reuven and Leah alone, is an Isra Yichud. If you add Shimon, he would be a shomer. Or if you add a second woman, but she's a tinokes, so she serves as a shomer, much as an Adam kasher serves as a shomer. We had already discussed earlier, we were talking about in an earlier chabura, we spoke about the issue of the shomros. If I have a woman with whom I have no Isra Yichud, a relative, my grandmother, or a woman who's Baila Be'ir, so can she, if there's no Isra Yichud with her, how about be Misyachid with her and one other woman? I'll give Misyachid with Chana and Leah, and Chana is Baila Be'ir. So I have no Isra Yichud with Chana, does she even serve as a Shomeres for vis-a-vis Leah? Or a fellow is going to... two cousins, Reuven and Gila, are cousins, and they're going to spend time with their joint, with their shared grandmother. So Reuven has no Isra Yichud with the grandmother. That's clear. So the Bachet said that's an extension of Av and Vito and Aim and Bina. He would have had Reuven and Gila. There isn't Isra Yichud with one's cousin, but unless there's some other heter involved. So how about the presence of the grandma? I know Isra Yichud the grandma. Does she serve as a shomer? So we discussed the thinking already in an earlier chaburah. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Zachor LaAvraham, who was concerned. I believe the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkat and Yud Beis. The Zachor LaAvraham was concerned about this, but the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe and the Rav all were mocked here, and one of the major rayas l'chor is this gemara. That's exactly what Tinokas is all about. There's no Isra Yichud with her. I mean, she served as a shomeres because I'm not worried that she's not nochel his patos, and therefore she serves as shomeres for the adult woman. So that appears to be a strong source. I think that we discussed in an earlier chabur at greater length. Now, Now, I want to talk about two additional points in the world of the sugya of tinokas. The first one is within the sip, and the second one has to do with the upcoming sip. Within the sip, so the Bach, you saw, quotes Marshal, and the Nos HaKem, the Sarah Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechoke, quote this Marshal, that the Tinokas does not work by Derech. Tinokas doesn't work by Derech. The Beis Shmuel Sivkot and Tzvav. Tinokas doesn't work by Derech. Meaning a woman is taking a ride with a driver. She's hiring a cab. She's hiring a wagon driver back in the old days to take her from Minsk to Pinsk. And so she's good travel. This woman's good travel alone with a male driver, so that's a problem. Yichud. So a common solution was, let's take along let's take a child along. An adult, I would gladly take an adult along, an adult who's free to just come with me. That's going to be a little tough. So take one of the kids, as apparently often were in an earlier era, maybe they had Zoom school, or maybe this didn't really worry about school so much. But well, so take along one of the kids, take along the little kids, and that'll solve the problem of Yichud. Does it or doesn't it? So you saw the Taz says absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. That's a din. It should be Tinokas. Again, she has to be, the child can't be a baby. It has to be a child who's old enough to be Yodaz Tambir, and I know Sekelem discussed what age that should be, but the Taz thinks that she mutter against the Marshal. The Bach was the Marshal, and the Beis Shmuel, the Chavos Mechoke, quote the Bach, Bashen the Marshal, that Tinokas does not work by Derech. Why? Because we're worried that the adult woman may be struck by passion, and she'll head off to the side with the male driver to Mizana. She'll be Mizana b'makom tzanua, leaving the kid behind. Right, so the Taz, as I mentioned, attacks his father-in-law, the Bach. How can you say this is against the din? It's against the din of Tinokas. So it's worth pointing out that l'chora, the term baderech here, might not be the same as the term baderech in Sif Hey. But the Gemara had said, the Gemara, the top of payoff from an olive, had said in the din of Shnei Noshim Kshayrim, he said it's only if it's ba'ir. But baderech needs three. Why? Because maybe one of them is going to need to, it's only two men and a woman. So if what happens if one of them needs to relieve himself, so he's going to head a few minutes off to the side of the road, and he'll be back in a while. And meanwhile, he's leaving the other man alone with the woman. It's a problem of yichud. So the Meila, the Gemara says, baderech, you have to, it's not enough to have two men and a woman, you have to have three men and a woman. But here, it's not clear that the Mashal's baderech is talking about the same thing. Because here it's about the concern is one man will leaving the other man or men alone with the woman. Here it's Adrav, he's saying Baderech, the two adults may leave together. He and she will leave and leave the child behind. It's not the same thing. So it could be. And again, they're going to leave. They leave the kavana. It's not the case of Aderech and the Gemara and Payal from an Aleph. Is one fellow needs to leave La'ansa. He needs to relieve himself. But Aderech, the only place to relieve yourself privately is give you a distance away. So Mimela, now the other two, Shimon and Leah, now stuck. That here, it's Shimon and Leah are going to go together. The kavana leave and leave the child alone. So it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the Aderech of the Gemara. If anything, it sounds like what we're saying is like this. It sounds like this baderech has to do with a place where you're able to slip away from the tinokas unnoticed. Shema teich lamakam tzenuah v'sizna. It sounds like what we're might be saying is like this. It sounds like what the mashal might be driving at is going back to the sugya that we discussed last time, pnimi v'chitzon. We had a machlokas Rashi against the Rambam. And Pasha says against Shulchan Aruch Pasans like the Rambam, that Yichud is only asr when you're already in a situation of Yichud. Like, Rashi had come up with this idea that Anashim are in this room and Anashim are in that room, that's already asr, Shema Tifrosh, Shema Yifrosh, right? And they say we pass like the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Pasans like the Rambam, it's only asr once you're already there, that there's no Isr Yichud. There's no Isr Yichud because you might come to Yichud. So it could be what the Marshal is saying. The Ramesh and Tshuva does not understand this way. But it could be that what the Marshal is saying is that's true. Normally, we're not worried. Normally, we're not worried you're going to slip into a place of Yichud. Right now, there are other people around. Right now, it's Mutter. Will we slip away? We're not worried. So it could be that Marshal is saying, is that true if the reason why it's Mutter right now is because there are adults around? And the only reason why it's Mutter right now is because there's one child around. So yeah, she's Yodas Tam Bia. If something would happen here, in the house, so then where you would be concerned she would pick up on it. But the tinokas cannot be relied on to be that sensitive to understand what's happening when they slip away. That much, that attuned, we're not convinced that she will be. That might be, if you look back at the Marshal, that might be the Pashup Shot in the Marshal. That calls mind you in a place where there's a Heter Yichud, we, following the Rambam, by Pinyin V'chita, are not concerned you're going to slip away. But if the only reason why this present situation is mutter because the presence of the tinokas, then we are worried you're going to slip away. If slipping away is easily done. So baderech means in a situation where it's easy to slip away unbeknownst to the child, so then in that case, if you're baderech and the only present shomeres, the tinokas, so that combination is not mutter. So if that's what he means, if that's what he means, so then it's a detail within Tinokas. It's a detail within Tinokas. And then it's appropriately here. Normally, this would be Mutter. But normally, it would be Mutter. But the fact that the added Shomer is just a Tinokas, so that's why all of a sudden, if you could slip away, it's a problem. So, you know, in terms of the issues that come up by Tinokas, and then the first issue was recognizing this as likely a Raya for the notion of a shomeris, that a woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud serves as a shomeris vis-a-vis the other woman. Number two, this discussion of the Marshal and the Bach. And again, Rav Moshe Feinstein did take a very different approach, and he understood this as a raya for the car discussion. If you could slip away to a place of Yichud, then you're already problematic now. A question, and then the last piece of the discussion. A third issue that comes up in terms of Tinokas is the following Sif. These are both from the Rambam. Sif Yud, Sif Yud Aleph are both from the Rambam. Tinokas shibchus mibas gimel, tinok pachas ben tes, mutas yachen imohen. Shal gazal yichud yishuri labiyah, v'yisharoi labiyah. What are the minimum ages for Yichud? The minimum age for Yichud, he needs to be... The male participant needs to be at least 9. The female participant needs to be at least 3. If either one is under those ages, then there's no Isser of Yichud. There's no Isser of Yichud. As we know, these ages are the minimal ages for the legal definition of Bia in Halacha. Just to clarify, doesn't make it Mutter, and doesn't make it Mutter at a younger age. Rachman al-Etzlan. A man abuses a 2-year-old girl, that is a terrible, terrible, terrible chet. clearly. It's not, however, legally defined as an act of bia. That's true for many acts of child abuse. Many acts of child abuse that don't involve penetration aren't an act of bia, but they're terrible, terrible chadam. So part of the legal definition of bia is that the male participant is over, not nine or over, the female participant is three or over. Otherwise, it's a heinous act of kiruv of basar. It's not legally defined as bia with respect to kares, with respect to dini basula, from a technical perspective. So the Rambam says that the Issa Yichud only begins, this is Rambam Halach and Perek Chavez Alach Yud, the Issa Yichud only begins once he's over nine and she is over three. It strikes us right away, this should be very relevant in terms of thinking about babysitters. If you're often going to have one participant or the other, one person or the other in the situation is very young. Now, and the Magid Mishnah says that the, where the Rambam gets from, the Magid Mishnah is a guy from the Yerushalmi. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a marvelous sefer, not well known, sadly. It ought to be better known, called Kiryas Melech. He published it a number of years ago, decades ago. It's he gives additional marmakamos for the Rambams. Because whenever the classic no sekhelim, don't say where the Rambam gets it from. The Rambam tells us in a number of places that just about everything in Mishnah Torah is his quotations, his citations of the Chachmei HaTalmud, from Mishnah Tosefta, Bavli Yerushalmi, Midrash HaHalacha. So Chaim Kanievsky said, you know, whenever the classic Mepharshim don't tell you where it comes from, I'll try my best to fill in the gaps, and he's certainly marvelously qualified for that job. See, he points out that in the Kiryas Melech, on that Rambam, Perek HaBez HaLach Yud in Yisrei Biya, there might be a marker in the Bavli also, as was in the Ma'amar Kavos of Orazar Lam of Avon Beis. The Gemara talks about the Din Ziva, the Tumah Ziva Midrabanan by Nachrim. The Gemara makes it clear, it's similar to Yichud in that it was a gzera to avoid Znus, and over there, these are the ages for the Tumah Ziva by Nachrim. So he says, maybe Rambam understood that Tumah Ziva Midrabanan by Nachrim and Yichud are both Siyagim to Znus, so over there, the cutoff is Ben Tess and Ben Bas Gimel, perhaps it is that way here as well. But the problem is, how do you square this with the Gemara that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam quoted right before? So how do you deal in Shulchan Aruch terms? There's a deal between Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. And Sif Yud Aleph, we said, according to the Rambam, is there's an Isra Yichud from age 3 and up. But that's clearly way before Moseres Atzma Labia, so she should be a Tinokas. Yodas Tam, actually, she over age 3, she may, 3, 4, 5-year-old may be too young even to make it to Yodas Tam Bia. She may not even be, she may be too young to even be a Tinokas. But certainly, to say that once you're over the age of 3 as a Mr. Yichud, that seems to fly in the face of Sif Yud, that the Tinokas does not present an Isser Yichud. So the Bachari raises Akasha. He's quoted on the side by that same Beis Shmuel. The beginning of the Beis Shmuel, Sivkan Tezvav, was quotes the Marshal we were talking about before. And then the end of Sivkan Tezvav, the Beis Shmuel quotes this Bach. How do you work out the Stira, whether above age 3 there is an Isser Yichud or there is not an Isser Yichud? So the Bach has a teretz for Sabbat Shmuel quotes here. Well, he says by the Tinokas, so we're not worried about Pitu, we're not worried about her consenting to be a part of an act of Znos, because she's animal Sarasat Phobia. And that's why, once there are two women there, so she's not a concern, and therefore she even serves as a Shabbat. The Bach says, yeah, but she's alone, so then we're not just worried about Pitu, we're worried about Onus as well. We're not worried that she would consent to an act of bia, but we are worried about abuse. It may be statutory abuse anyways, but we're worried about rape. We're worried about rape, but rape is only a concern when it's one man, one woman. So that's the Beis Shmuel's answer. Now, it's problematic because the Chachmas Adam Chachmazan and the Bina Zadim, it's quoted in part in Pisket Shuvah Sivkan Gimel, early in the Siman. He raises this question: is Yichud about Onus or Yichud about Pitul? Obviously, there's many, many ramifications. And he has a number of riots that's all of that's not a concern of onus. Rape is rare. When rape happens, it's a heinous, heinous crime. And Baruch Hashem, it's rare. And the Isser Yichud, the Chachmazam suggests, is not built on the concern of onus. It's built on the far more common concern of pitoy. And three of his riots, quickly. Number one, the way the Rabbam talks about Baal Be'ir is Emas Baala Aleha. It sounds like it's predominantly that she is inhibited. If her inhibition resolves in Isser Yichud, that means the concern is pitoy. If the concern is onus, then her inhibition is irrelevant. And number two, the language of Rashi, that we talked about earlier in this Chabura, that the reason why Shtei Nashim, Ishachem, Shtei Nashim is a problem, because Shtehen nochos lehis patos. That's the language you're going to pay off on base. Nochos lehis patos. Ain't a nochos lehis patos. Nochos lehis patos. Now the second raya is about Shtei Nashim, but the Baal Be'ir is about Isha Achas, and his third raya is the very source of Yichud, and again that's Yichud by one man, one woman, was Ki Yisischa. So he says, if you understand it, right, the Beni Macha B'Seisa. So he says, if you understand that drasha was meant to be somewhat contextual, so the context is a context of pitoy. The context is a context of seduction, not a situation of force. So he says, that's what the Chachmas Adam says. Now, the Bach, I quote Yerushalmi, but I would suggest that the Yerushalmi, if you look at the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi is talking about Nachri. Yerushalmi there, the Bach quote about Nachri. And Yerushalmi there wants to know, is Yichud with a Mishnah, says Avodah Zarah, that Yisraelis is Asur be Yichud with a Nachri. The Yerushalmi wants to know, is that only a concern of Onus, or is it even a concern of Pitoy? That's very different. The Chachmas Adam is to all his riots are about Yisrael. That's really, really very different. Yes, by Nachri, it's definitely a concern of Onus, and then there may also be a concern of Pitoy, but the Yichud with Yisrael is, as the Chachmas Adam points out, it's a concern of Pitoy, not a concern of Onus. Onus does sometimes happen, and again, it's heinous, it's horrific, but it's rare enough that Chazal did not create an Isser Yichud around that. Now, if this is the case, again, the pashas of the way the Chachazan presents it, the Isser Yichud, even a one-on-one situation, is about, if it's dealing with the Yisraelim, it's about Pitoy, so then we're back to square one. The Bach's teretz falls away, and how do you understand a glaring steer between Sif Yud and Sif Yud Al? So what do you say? What do you suggest?
That doesn't have to be the driving factor, but once they're making Gezerah for Yichud, so then there's also a concern for the, maybe it was like Miramatsu, you know, I don't know Miramatsu, but like it's, that was also a concern. In the Gezerah, they threw that in, but not, maybe it was just their Banan, like it didn't have to be the reason.
Well, mean you're saying Chazal would not have been goes to Yichud because of Onus alone. Once it's a Chashash Pita, they'll be goes in a situation of Onus. But then, for instance, how do you deal with Baal Be'ir? In other words, but the case of Shtei Nashim, so that we'd be Machmer for Shtei Nochus Batas. But maybe we both, you're saying maybe both are on the table. Maybe we're worried about both concerns. But let's say the Baal Be'ir, we talk about the Rambam, Emas Baal Aleha. Let's talk along the lines of what you're saying. Let's talk along the lines of what you're saying. We spoke of the way we got started a little bit. And this is a good time to come back to, but the difference between Yichud with one Isha Echad and Isha Echad is Daraisa, and Isha Echad and Shtei Nashim is Drabanan. We had discussed it right at the beginning. The Chachozam talks about it. Shumas Arashvay talks about it. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, in the one piece he has in Hilchos Yichin, Perek Chavez, of Isurei Bia, see, he says, he thinks it's more than just a... He thinks it's more than just... It's more than just Daraisa Drabanan. He thinks that the one-on-one situation is Aser Be'etzem. One-on-two situation is only a Gezeira. What does that mean? So Rabbi Berzon once said to me, and I found it, I think the Smog says it, that at one-on-one, it's a Smog in Lav Kuv Chavav, that Yichud one-on-one, that's really like a, it's almost like a form of Kiruv, of Kreva. Lo Sikruv L'Galos Erva usually means Kiruv Basar, the previous parak in Rambam, the previous Siman in Shulchan Aruch, parak and Siman Chaf Aleph, contact, it's almost like, but a one-on-one, I think we may have discussed this in one of the earlier Chaburas, that a one-on-one yichud, when you're besaser, there's a certain intimacy about the situation. Again, a word that's now become common, contactless. It's like contactless craver. You're not actually touching each other, but the situation itself, you're alone, there's no one else there, three's a crowd, so you have to figure out, should we make a zero or not? But when it's two people, it's not only I'm worried about what's going to be, the situation itself, it's fundamentally problematic. This is too romantic. This is too intimate. It's inappropriate. So that might... That might explain this difference. When it's not a practical, is it onus is it pitoy? We're saying that when it's yichud daraisa, so that when it's yichud rabbanan, once it's shtei nashim, so then it's all just about the probabilities. And once it's once she's a tinokas, that's Amos Arasas Lubia, so then it's mutter. But it could be the Rambam understood. The Rambam understood that, and based on the Yerushalmi, that when it's Beseser, when it's Isri Yichud Daraisa, so then even though the Chashash is reduced, it remains Aser. If he's under 9 or she's under 3, so then that's totally out of the partial Lagamre. But Kozman is just the two of them. So if that's the Issa Yichud Daraisa, that's also even though the concerns are vastly reduced. And it came across. I'll close with this. It came across a Bahag. I don't know if I put this in my Mekamos. The very, very Hilchos Yichin Chalitza. So he says something about this. It's definitely not the Bach. The Bahag from the Gaon, the era of the Gaonim, so he says, Mishach Adam Isha V'Tinokas, but Tinokas L'Chudonat. Bufesh. Sifyut, Sifyutav. Isha V'Tinokas is the Mutter, but just with the Tinokas L'Onat. And he says, My Taima Zinid the Mefatala U'Mishtabsha. Sometimes he might be Mefatah. So what do you do with that? So number one, it's clearly not the Bach. It's nothing about onus. Zim zim fatala. And to Taka, what's the pshat? So then, but she served as a shomeres. So it may be that the language zimnin, what he's saying, is the zimnin means it's theoretically possible. Could be pretty rare. That may. He may not be saying this. It could be he's giving a different pshat. You got to work on it. He may be saying something along these lines. Be that as it may, it does seem clear that when there's an Isser Yichud Daraisa, so then it's Aser, Halacha Lamaisa, as long as one of the two participants is over Bar Bas Mitzvah and the other one is a Bar Bas Bia. In other words, if it's just two people, so if he's over 13 and she's over 3, or vice versa, she's over 12 and he's over 9, then it's an Isser Yichud. But once you have three people, so then already ish shnei nashim ishachas is mutter, assume that sheir, and ishach and shtei nashim is going mutter unless both women are not just over 3 but old enough to be benos taiva. If either one of them is a tinokas, well over the age of 3, your das tam bi ve'enam aseres ha'tzubia, that would be mutter. So these are some of the cheshbonos you got to think about. Again, it's not exclusive to babysitters, but it certainly will come up. Once the babysitter is over Bar Bas Mitzvah, so then if they're babysitting for just one child, then you got to be, if it's a male babysitter over the age of 13, so he cannot babysit for just a girl who's 3 or older unless you have some other heter. Pesach Pasuach, etc., someone's going to pop in, and vice versa. Once you have a female babysitter who's over Bas Mitzvah, she's over the age of 12, so if the only child that she's babysitting for is a boy, 9 or older, so that's going to be a problem unless you have some other heter in place. But again, once there are a couple of kids around, so then already typically it's more like if they make the cheshbonos, but it's likely you're going to have a heter of Isha Vitinokas. Questions? I would love to get your ha'aros also. Take a look at the Bachim side. Take a look at Marshallin's side. Tell me what you think of his approach. Take a look at the Samag and the Bahad in terms of Tinokas and the ages, and tell me what you think. The Bahad may also be a third approach. He's clearly not the Bach. He may be this third approach. And could I take a look in Avi Ezri? Take a look in Avi Ezri, Perek Kavez, and tell me what you think.